I'm Felina Jean, and this is Black Broads Abroad. I'm an international woman of leisure who said peace out to the United States in 2011, and I have not looked back except at this ass, honey. Since then, I've lived on 4 continents with travel to over 40 countries. Along my journey, I've come to know some very compelling Black women from all over the world who also said fuck you to their comfort zones. I created this podcast to inspire Black women in the diaspora to take risks and live their very best lives. Dominique Michelle Bragg was born in Hollywood Hills, California, and was raised in the Cheviot Hills area of Los Angeles. After attending private school, she went on to obtain her degree in graphic design from California State University, Northridge. She began her career in the fast-paced setting of MTV's graphic design department. Without a roadmap, Dominique moved to New York City and quickly landed a position as the project manager at Gilt Group. She was hired for the rebranding of their online shopping and lifestyle website based in the United States. After her success at Gilt, she moved on to become an independent TV producer for advertisement campaigns and creative oversight. She directed the entire account for Macy's and others. Like other visionaries, Dominique soon became inspired to move beyond the hustle and bustle of New York City energy, which led her to relocate to Tulum, Mexico in 2017. Combining her artistic and brand development skills, she has opened Tusk Tulum. This unique retail store integrates the fabrics and colors of the Mayan Riviera. Tusk Tulum has a personal commitment to cultural diversity and community involvement. Dominique hopes that others will discover the beauty of Mexico and take home a piece of Tulum as a reminder to always expand and grow. Welcome, Dominique.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So I'll give just a quick backstory of how we came into each other's orbit. So we have a mutual friend also from LA, Rashid, and he listened to my podcast, and I interviewed a couple of our other friends who live in Mexico, Ashley and Claire. And he was like, yo, he hit up my phone. He was like, you have to interview Dominique. And he was telling me about you. And I was like, oh my goodness, she's dope. You have a renegade spirit. So I was definitely like super enthusiastic about interviewing you, especially being from LA. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
So, okay. I went over your bio and you have such a dynamic family background. You're fourth generation Black Los Angelino from a very prominent family that was involved in various entrepreneurial endeavors. Can you tell us more about your upbringing and how your parents influenced your artistic and business curiosity?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I love my family. They're my favorite people in the world. And as an only child, my mom and my dad have inspired me tremendously. They're both really A-type personalities. My dad's from Cleveland, Ohio, and was always focused on business. And my mom as well is A-type from Los Angeles, and she's first Black executive recruiter in all of the country. And her focus was recruiting people from huge organizations from creative, and it's a creative background. So music, Activision, Disney, all of these huge corporations were her main focus, and she was placing top level executives.
Oh, that's so dope. And then what was your father's business background? Because he was a prolific businessman.
He was incredible. That man was up every morning at 4:30, 5 a.m. on his way to work. He was the first vice president of executive for Marsh & McLennan, which is an insurance company. And so he would fly to Japan and a lot because one of his main clients were Westfield.
Mm. Oh, Fox Hills Mall, Westfield. Yeah, those Westfields.
City. Remember those days? Out of the Century City or the Fox Hills Mall. Yeah. So those were his big accounts as well.
So that's cool. But you said, so you kind of get like your business acumen from your father, and you seem like your mom seems like she might have had some kind of artistic sensibility. So you mentioned that they were type A. Was there any like pushback about your trajectory, like as an artist and eventually becoming an expat?
Yes. I mean, so initially my dream was to be a fine artist. And there was a lot of pushback on that. In fact, they actually, they talked me into graphic design, which I'm so grateful for because it's led me down the path that I'm in now. But, you know, growing up, my mom was, our house was just so beautiful. It was so curated so beautifully. And that inspired me to kind of focus on lifestyle design and interior decorating.
Okay. So speeding up just a little bit, professionally, you got your start right out of college as a graphic designer at MTV, and your career experienced an upward trajectory from there. You moved to New York and you became the project manager for a $1 billion fashion brand. You were an independent television producer for brands such as Macy's. And I can imagine that you were one of the few Black women in your field, but you reached an impasse at some point. What happened that you decided, you know what, F this high power career, I'm going to do something else?
Well, that's an amazing question. I think what has led me down this path is I've never planned. I know that people always want to have a 5-year plan or they have to reach a certain goal by a certain time. For me, you know, I got very lucky with the opportunity to start working at MTV out of college. At 26, I moved to New York and I literally just applied online and I got very, very fortunate the opportunity to work with Gilt. And then one of the designers at Gilt was friends with one of the executives at Carl Bird & Co., which was Carl at the time. And so when we reached out to him, he hired me on the spot. And I just feel very fortunate because usually you need to plan those things. And they just kind of, the opportunities just kept coming to me and I just kept taking them. With Tulum, that was just a leap of faith. To be honest with you, I had never been here. And I was really, I was burnt out a little bit. And being a Black woman in
professionally this, burnt out.
Professionally burnt out. And also, I felt like there were some really dark times with being an African American woman in those industries. And I thought, you know what, I can create my own business. I can do this for myself. I don't really need to take all of the hardship that it was presenting to me. So I was looking for a place that was warm, that I could swim, and that was just creatively inspiring. And when I looked on the map and I saw Tulum and I said, let's do it. So my chihuahua and I just packed up and we took a leap of faith.
And that was in 2017. That was a similar thing happened with me. I didn't know anybody my first time being an expat either. I was just like... Right. Oh, Brazil. It has Black people. I'll blend in.
Right, right. Well, I'm like the first Black woman to actually move here and actually to build something here. So I didn't even know that the diversity didn't go as far as African Americans at that time.
But I'm curious to know, like I mentioned that you reached this professional impasse. You were undervalued as a Black woman, a formidable Black woman in your field. What were some of the things that transpired that made you decide that, you know, climbing, you know, this or having this executive trajectory wasn't necessarily for you?
You know, I'm watching these people as executives with a certain skill set that have taught me, and I was working so hard for them, and I got to a place in my career where I thought, I am creative and strong enough and confident enough at this point to build my own brand, and I have the skill sets to work this hard for myself.
Wow. That's a big decision to come to. I'm glad you valued your own skill set enough and like were confident enough to bet on yourself.
The truth of the matter is I pay a lot of homage to those that taught me the way. And I believe that my parents, the strengths and the opportunities that they gave me really built the confidence for me to take this leap of faith.
Kudos to you. It's been like reoccurring in like every single interview that I've actually done is Black women leaving and going to another country because we felt undervalued professionally.
There were a lot of times where I thought that there were comments made, little jokes and snarky moments that I felt very uncomfortable with. And you put up with that because you're taught to be poised as a Black woman and to respond eloquently regardless of the situations you're put in. And I just reached my limit, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we're perceived as the angry Black woman, whether we're vocal or whether we're silent.
Right. And then you know, there'll be a little snarky racist comment. And then, you know, your innate response is to just, you just want to scream, but in actuality, you have to just kind of laugh it off. And then, you know, there were times, I'm not going to lie, that I would go into the bathroom and tear up a little bit because I just felt like it was a disrespectful comment. And then you got to just put your big girl panties on, keep your head high and walk out and just kind of dust it off. And I was just kind of sick of that.
And how many years were you in New York?
I lived in New York for 7.5 years. I moved there when I was 26 and I left at 33.
Oh, you left your Jesus year. That's pretty dope. So it's kind of serendipitous that you wound up in Mexico, because we had a conversation offline and I think you told me that you were actually conceived in Mexico, right? So it's so cool. So what made you decide that Tulum would be the place that you actually settled?
A lot of my friends and my family told me that they thought that Tulum would be a really inspiring place for me. And I had never been before, but I looked it up and I just saw a lot of creativity, and it's a very big hippie environment. And my mom is a little bit of a hippie. And so I think that I got that side of her, and I felt really safe here because of just the creativity aspect. And I just thought there would be a lot of opportunity for me to grow as an artist.
So, okay, now you're in Mexico and you converged your many talents to create a new business, Test Tulum, yes, which is a brick and mortar interior design and concept store that you built from the ground up. What has it been like to start a company in a foreign country?
One of the most challenging experiences of my life. And, you know, you think that working for yourself, you'd have, it would be a lot more freeing. You'd have the patience to create your own schedule and, you know, take more time for yourself. And it's actually quite the opposite. I find myself really challenged with pushing myself. And I think that you second guess yourself a lot because you can't really bounce concepts, ideas, or you can't place blame. You know, I think that in a lot of executive situations, as a producer, as a designer, you know, if a creative director or an executive was frustrated, they could yell at you, but there's nobody to yell at, you know? I think that a lot of the hardship that I have gone through with this development is not speaking the language properly. So there's certain things I'm not as familiar with, like contracts or permits, a lot of the rules and the laws, I have really had to learn quickly. And, you know, you're bound to fall and make certain mistakes, and you got to just forgive yourself and dust yourself up and get back up.
Oh, I'm glad that you mentioned that, you know, it hasn't been like this super easy experience, because the way that entrepreneurship is showcased, especially on social media, you think it was like roses and sunshine all the time. And this shit is not for the faint of heart. You work more hours in a week.
Well, you do. Is you're constantly in your sleep, you're thinking, I should have done this differently, or maybe I should do this. Let me wake up earlier and do this. Or then you sleep in because you're a little, you know, you're a little hard on yourself. You're like, I need to rest a little bit. And, you know, your structure is gone. And so I think the hardest part is building a structure for yourself and also finding forgiveness within yourself.
So, okay, you've undertaken this process of building a store, a storefront from the ground up. So not only have you started a business that rivals Pier 1, but it's been an architectural project at the same time. So what has the process been to build Tulum from the ground up, you know, acquiring permits and all of these? And aren't you there on a tourist visa? That's what makes this even more remarkable.
That is correct. I'm actually in the process of receiving my residency, but that's another thing that keeps me up at night. but yes, I think that was the most challenging part as well. Outside of building the structure for myself, it was actually developing and building, sourcing items throughout the world, Bali, All throughout Mexico, we have a lot of items from Turkey. Our Turkish towels are really popular. And then also, you know, I developed my own sandal line. So sourcing, building, and also creating the actual brand and the concept within itself, those moving parts as well as the legality, it's all very challenging. But it's also been a blessing. I've learned, this is my grad school. You know, that's what I look at it as.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. So what are some of your product offerings? Because I mean, it's an interior design concept, but you also, you're making sandals. I saw some hats on your website.
So what we're calling it, it's called a lifestyle and decor brand. It's called, which we talked about, and it's basically a lifestyle. So, you know, we have beautiful artisans throughout Mexico that have designed these wonderful hats for us. I found a beautiful leather shop that creates my sandals, which I'm obsessed with. You have to check them out if anybody is interested. We make cute suede pouches, really beautiful leather bags, and I've collaborated with a friend of mine to crochet some beautiful bags and pillows. So, and then the Turkish towels, of course, which you can wear anyway. You can wear them around your neck. You can wear them around your waist. So the whole point, and you can see some of our images from the content that we're creating right now is, you know, you walk out and you're a Tusk girl or you're a Tusk man. You know, we're also gearing our sandals for men and women. And you have, you know, you have a beach life and that's your lifestyle. And then you can come back to your house and you have your Tusk Tulum pillows and you can lay on your Tusk Tulum blankets and just kind of have like that fun, beautiful, lavish, beachy, hippie, sophisticated lifestyle.
I love it. It's like an international bazaar.
Exactly. It's bizarre how I came up with the concept, to be honest with you, but it all came together.
Yeah, it seems like a souk. I really can't wait to come and visit once this COVID shit dies down because obviously, you know, Claire and Rashid just like really raved about your brand. And I went online. I'm like, I'm really impressed. I'm so impressed by your acumen and your prowess to just be like,
F this, I'm going to do my own thing.
A lot of people in my family, I have a conservative side as well. And they still can't wrap their brains around what I'm doing. They're like, well, my grandmother's 100. And she's like, What's happening?
Wow, that is so dope. You have a 100-year-old grandmother. You have longevity in your family.
I do, but I think that they lived a healthier lifestyle than I do.
So speaking of a healthier lifestyle, how has your quality of life improved as a result of leaving the divided states of America?
I feel like I can breathe, to be honest with you. You know, when I was in that corporate lifestyle, the anxiety level was tremendous and I didn't have time for myself. And the pace of New York City, as I'm sure most people in the world know, it's insane, you know, and you're working 15-hour days and you're running up and down the stairs throughout to get to subways and to get to meetings. And then you're on planes and then you're multitasking within multiple different energies that are constantly rapid. Where here, the pace is a lot slower. People are very forgiving of themselves and others. There's a very kind spirit. And a lot of people, when I first started the business, were reminding me to forgive myself and just slow down. And so that just within itself and the people I've had the opportunity working with here have really given me the strength and the confidence to take care of myself as well as love my brand and take the time to make it what it's become. Oh, and then I also have to mention, I do have a 5-pound Chihuahua, which is my heart and soul. And this might be TMI, but when we were living in New York, every 2 times a week, I was constantly cleaning out his ears. Because it was just so dirty. And
I've been
here for 3 years and I've not had to clean out his ears once, which just tells you the difference in air quality. Air quality makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, that has real implications on quality of life. I know, I left the US about 10 years ago and I come back every, once or twice a year or so. And I remember a couple of years ago, I was coming from Qatar and I had a layover at JFK and I had to stay in New York for a couple of days. And I had a real life panic attack because the vibrational frequency is so much different and it hits you immediately right. when you get off the plane. Right. It's just like, it's really overwhelming to your sensibilities once you haven't been in that kind of environment in a long time.
It's so true. It's like right when you land, you have to brace yourself to walk into that different energy.
Yeah, in a major way. Like in a major way.
It's incredible now during the virus and this Black Lives Matter movement. The streets are flooded with African-American tourists right now. In fact, I think that it's the majority of tourism that's happening right now. And I feel it's a huge blessing that people can also see the other side of not being exposed to so much racism and just
that part
that we went through in the United States, having to put up with things. People can come here and be themselves and feel the freedom and the creativity and the beauty of life. And I think a lot of people have reached out to me since they've been visiting and saying, you know, I think I want to move here. And I'm like, come on down, sister. Come on down, brother. Let's do this.
Awareness, the hyper awareness of being Black is like eliminated a lot of times when you leave the United States.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just that a lot of my friends that are from all parts of the world keep telling me, the U.S. is a mess in the sense that they have, you know, what we went through with slavery and civil rights and, you know, different parts of the world. A lot of my friends that are from Sweden, from Argentina, just every walk of life, that have never lived in the U.S., they don't understand the concept of the racism. You know, my ex-boyfriend from London, you know, he only has African friends from all different parts of the world, you know, like, you know, that are Black from London, Black from Italy, Black from all over. And he's like, I don't understand the way that you guys move in the U.S. He's like, I don't get it. I don't understand all
that. I mean, I don't know. I don't think white supremacy is any less like insidious than other Western nations. They don't have like highly militarized police and shit, but Black people get the business in all of these Western countries. France, Italy, the UK.
Absolutely. But I think that a lot of their peers don't feel the same way as the peers do in the United States. Does that make sense?
I see your point. So what is the biggest lesson that you have learned about stepping outside of your comfort zone?
You know, there's a lot of social pressures of, you know, dressing a certain way, being a certain weight, having my hair straight, or, you know, presenting myself a certain way. And here, you know, I've cut my hair short. I have a cute little afro. I have gained a few pounds, but I'm loving my curves and being confident in my skin, you know?
And you feel like Mexico has like, just leaving the United States has just provided you a space to be more of your authentic self?
Absolutely, 100%. I think that I don't let the social pressures of the society in the U.S. affect me anymore as I did before. And what I love is that I can creatively be me. You know, I have these cute little cat ears that are made out of pearl, and I wear those out. And I have, you know, I have my own little flashy style where I feel like I would be judged or treated differently if I was in a corporate or a big city environment.
I see. It's like, it's so interesting that your spirit led you back to the exact same place that you were conceived.
Exactly. Or, as we would say in Mexico, exactamente. Just an honor to have this opportunity to live here.
Has your mom come to visit or any of your family members?
Oh my gosh, my mom comes multiple times, has been here multiple times, and actually a couple of times a year. And she stays for weeks on end, and mostly to see what she calls her grandson, which is my little dog, Stone. I miss my baby. But, you know, her support throughout this experience has really changed my life as well, because it's connected us in a very different way. Before, we were really mother and daughter, and she's been supporting my business in LA as well as the business development here. And so we are learning how to not only work together, but support each other. And I think that she's enjoying watching my journey.
That's good that you have the support. Everybody doesn't have, that's not everyone's experience when they leave support from the family.
Well, she explained to me that when she created her business, I think almost like 40 years ago, no, over 40 years ago, she didn't have any support from her family. And so, you know, I have my brat attacks, which I know most women in the world do, where, you know, you have a moment. And I would say, you know, I just don't feel like everyone's, my family is supporting me sometimes. And she's like, who cares? You're lucky to have my support. I didn't have any support back then. And I'm like,
wow,
you're right. And, you know, it puts it in perspective. And that's when I have to really count my blessings and be so grateful that she's on the same page for me. She's my ride or die.
That's beautiful. So what advice do you have for Black women that are considering leaving the United States and or the divided states and moving abroad?
Do it. Keep your head up. Stay strong. Be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Try not to let the fear get to you and the judgments of your family or your friends, your peers affect you. And I think that the most important part is to face your challenges and embrace them, because the more that you face and walk into those challenges, the more life lessons and strength you'll start to feel and develop.
Oh, that's good advice. So what is next for you, and where can people keep up with your journey on social media?
What's next? I think that I want to go to the moon. I'm just kidding. a lot of my friends make fun of me. They say, are you on Earth right now, or are you on the moon, Dominique? You need to come back to Earth. But I think that, you know, being, when you're creative, your mind does wander into really fun, spiritual, creative spaces, and you go through different dimensions, if that makes sense, you know?
Absolutely. I get it.
Yeah, in a positive way, you know? And I think what's next for Test Tulum or myself personally?
Both.
Let's start with Tusk. I think that making this website a really strong presence and a safe place, and also I want it to feel like a virtual store, which we did a 360 of the actual structure, and we're now implementing that onto our website. So I want people to really embrace the website and use that as a fun, not like a video game, like a virtual shopping experience, where not only are they enjoying the products, but they're enjoying the experience. And so I'd like to implement Tulum locations and vibes, and, you know, maybe create a platform where people can express what their experiences have been like in Tulum, and just kind of like share like a beautiful experience here, because I think that that's really important. So the focus really right now is on the website. And I'm also excited about launching my new sandal collection. It's incredible. We have three styles right now. One's called Porter, one's called Tusk, and the other one's called, we have Porter, Tusk, and Rogue. They have their own color and their own character. I look forward to seeing how well they do throughout the world. They are my babies.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you.
Shout out to our Patreon members for your support. If you too are interested in joining the Black Bras Abroad movement, you can follow us on social media, and that's BlackBroads. That's on Instagram and Facebook. And if you'd like to become a supporter on Patreon, you can do so on patreon.com/BlackBroadsAbroad.